a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. It's a beautiful day.
It is Wednesday, and glad that you're with us here on the Ben Swan Radio Show on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome, Zach Bohannon. Good to see you, man.
Welcome to you, Ben Swan.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a webcam working, so folks can't see your awesome macho man hat with the sunglasses on it.
That's right. That's right. I've got another one that has his picture on it, posing, flexing with his macho man shirt on. Both mesh trucker hats.
Of course.
WWE will market anything.
In what form of hat would you wear this other than a mesh trucker hat?
Nothing else except maybe a fitted baseball hat or perhaps a military-style cadet hat.
Yeah. Right on. Well, it's good to have you here, and glad that you folks are with us as well. A great guest coming on today. We've got Mark Walters. He is with USCCA, or the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. We'll be talking with him, including about the story where Chipotle is now banning guns inside of their restaurant. Tear. So sad.
I know.
For me to hear this, because I love Chipotle. I love those guys.
I do too.
And I love the way they run their company. I love a lot of things about them. And actually, they've been very cool about this for a long time. And of course, the pressure comes from the Moms for Action, the Michael Bloomberg-backed fake mom group.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't call it a fake mom group. There's probably real moms mixed in there, but it's not a mom group, right? It's a billionaire who's funding this group, calling it a mom group. Anyways, we'll get into that more a little bit later and kind of the situation that's unfolded with that. So we're interested in talking though with Mark a little bit about USCCA, what they're all about, and some of the battles they have in front of them. You know, the concept of concealed carry is such an important one, and one that media misses so many important stories on. So I'm looking forward to the conversation with him later today. In the meantime, a couple things happening today. I actually have my TV off in here right now, but my understanding is we've got a possible round two of a filibuster with Rand Paul on the Senate floor today, and that he maybe tried to filibuster over drones again. Mm. So, you know, maybe in the far reaches of the internet called C-SPAN, we're able to locate it. But I'm not sure if he's started yet, but that is supposed to be happening today. So we'll be on top of that and kind of get a look at what's happening, you know, with the situation there. Excited to see this take place. If it's going to happen, and by the way, it would happen on C-SPAN 2, because C-SPAN 2 is where we have the U.S. Senate. Yes, I'm online now, and it looks like it. And Barbara Boxer, with her fabulous silver hair, is up there. Not Senator Rand Paul with his increasingly silver hair.
Oh, then don't tune in yet.
Yeah, so don't tune in.
They're like three C-SPANs, aren't there? C-SPAN 3 or
there are
four
three
now,
C-SPANs.
Or,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So C-SPAN 2,
C-SPAN 1, C-SPAN 2, and C-SPAN 3.
Okay.
I guess if C-SPAN 1 is just C-SPAN.
Yeah. Regular.
So, it'll be interesting to see what happens and kind of what takes place here, but should be interesting. I'm hopeful, because I think the last time it was very impressive to see the shift in public opinion just with that tiny little bit, that tiny bit of exposure that he was able to give to the issue. So, you know, hopefully he's able to do the same thing
again. How many hours did he go last time? Was it... Oh, it was like...
I thought it was 17, 16 or 17 hours, something like that.
Yeah, it was almost a full day.
Yeah.
Almost a full 24.
He was up there for quite a while. Now, he was actually bested by Ted Cruz in his filibuster.
That's right, yeah. Ted outlasted him.
He did. So, and that's what she said. Sorry, it was too easy.
Wow, you have derailed already.
Yes, already off the rails. Absolutely. Here, we'll shift gears and talk about this story at BenSwan.com today, specifically about whether or not the U.S. is actually behind a rogue general's coup in Libya. Would it surprise you at all to hear this? On May 14th, the U.S. Marines announced the deployment of 200 Marines to Sicily and southern Italy as a crisis response force for Libya. They did so at the behest of the U.S. State Department, who at the time insisted there was no specific threat nor any imminent plan to evacuate the embassy in Tripoli. Just 4 days later, General Khalifa Hifler, or Hifter, it looks an awful lot like Hitler.
It does.
Hifter. And his self-proclaimed Libyan National Army attacked Tripoli, took over parliament, and announced his intention to purge the nation of Islamists, starting with the parliamentarians themselves. Very similar, by the way, to what we saw happen in Egypt. It's General Hifter's second attempted coup this year. Seems to be going quite a bit better than the February fiasco, which began with statements announcing his takeover and never really expanded much beyond that. The timing of the Marine deployment suggests this latest move did not come as a major surprise to the administration, but Hifter's U.S. connections may run much deeper. General Hifter got his start and his generalship as a close ally to Muammar Gaddafi, but changed sides when he was captured during the failed late 80s invasion of Chad. Released at the behest of the U.S., after which he was set up as a military leader in the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, the NFSL, is a rebel faction based out of Chad, which was backed by who else? The CIA. The NFSL didn't last much longer in Chad, however, as a takeover of Chad by Gaddafi ally Idris Deby led the U.S. to evacuate the rebels. Hifter quietly relocated to the D.C. suburbs after that and lived there through 2011. He then went to declare himself as a rebel leader during the fight that ousted Gaddafi. His post-revolution career has been perplexing, as General Hifter has hung around in Libya and often claimed to be a leader, if not the leader, in the Libyan military. But he never seems to have been formally appointed to any post of serious power. This guy sounds like a schmuck. It's like he's just kind of bouncing around, thinking he's in charge of something, and maybe that's why he is being backed by the U.S.
He's looking for something to latch onto.
Exactly. And going to Washington, D.C. was probably a great move.
Great idea.
Eventually, the general got his army, or at least his self-styled army, forming the Libyan National Army, which has no official connection to Libya's actual army, but inexplicably has at times been able to muster attack helicopters and artillery in attacks on Islamist groups. The army has been fighting an on-again, off-again crusade against Islamist factions with the government of former Prime Minister and former NFSL leader Ali Zidane mostly looking the other way. His attack on Benghazi on Friday seemed to change things considerably, and the new Libyan government was harshly critical of the operation, even sending the real military to the outskirts of the city to prevent either side from bringing more reinforcements to the battle. Instead of being chastened by his lack of government, Hifter's forces marched straight for Tripoli and by Sunday had taken over the airport and the parliament. General Hifter has since taken over parliament as a den of Islamists. He's castigated them, as a den of Islamists. Whether the coup lasts remains to be seen, but he hit parliament just hours after Prime Minister Ahmed Maltik finally formed the first post-Zaidian government after 2 months of infighting over cabinet positions. General Hifter has bragged about his U.S. backing in the past, though exactly where he stands with the U.S. at present is unclear as where he stands within Libya's military command. Does this story make any sense to you? I mean, this guy, it just seems like he's...
I'm trying to make sense.
He's not really in a position to do anything, and yet it looks like he's getting something done.
getting some traction.
And if you have attack helicopters and heavy artillery on your side, somebody's backing you.
Something's getting
done. It's not like you're going down to the Goodwill and saying, can I get one of those, you know, refurbished attack helicopters?
That's right. That's right.
He's got some serious funding behind him
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
So, listen, if long and short of it, if you're looking at this story, would it surprise you to think that the U.S. is backing some clown who is attempting to take over Libya now, do their bidding? It shouldn't surprise you on any level if that's the case. That would be the MO that we see over and over and over again. It's just the game we play. All right, more when we come back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
And welcome back to the show. We were just saying during the break, you were pointing out, I mean, what's going on in Libya? What are we even doing? You know, we go over there and we help to oust Gaddafi, and there's a lot of speculation about why that happened, what was actually taking place there, how much of that had to do with the gold that Gaddafi was storing up, trying to move the sale of oil away from the petrodollar. There are some people who think that's pretty conspiratorial. I actually don't think it's conspiratorial at all, because it was a fact that Gaddafi wanted to move oil away from the U.S. dollar and move it to gold. That's just good business if you're a multinational corporation. And if you are the U.S. dependent on the U.S. dollar being strong, the only way to keep it as a reserve currency for the world is to keep it connected to petroleum. If it's not, and by the way, it won't be. So anytime within the next, 20 years, I think we could expect to see the Chinese, the Russians, the Brazilians, South Africans, Indians, all of those BRICS nations, they are actively working right now to unhinge the U.S. dollar from petroleum. And if you don't see that, if you don't recognize that, most Americans don't even know what's happening, right? Because our media does not talk about it in terms of mainstream national media. I'm not sure they've ever even used the term petrodollar or petroleum dollar
I've never
on network news. And yet, that's the reality of what our currency is kind of hinged on right now. And if you're not aware of this, if you're not aware of the fact that the U.S. dollar has no backing other than the fact that it's connected to petroleum, and every barrel of oil in the entire world, up until very recently, has been bought and sold in dollars, that has helped to protect and control the value of the U.S. dollar. And it's not coincidental, I don't think, that just 2 years after the United States abandoned officially the gold standard, that we signed an agreement with Saudi Arabia where the Saudis agreed to sell only in dollars oil, right? So it becomes a hedge. It becomes a protection. And that's going away. There's no question. Talk to anybody who is studying economics right now or is studying the BRICS countries, and they will tell you there are multiple meetings taking place around the globe on a regular basis that the U.S. is left out of, is not allowed to participate in, and the major discussion is trading oil in currencies other than in dollars. And when that happens, the U.S. public that is so convinced and feels so secure that the U.S. dollar will always be there and the U.S. dollar will always protect them and the U.S. dollar will always be a world's reserve currency, even without even knowing what that means, because I think most people don't even know what it means to say the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency. What does that even mean to them? They just have this assumption because pretty much for every generation that's alive today, they remember a time when the U.S. dollar was the most powerful currency in the world. We'll put it that way. If suddenly it is not, and suddenly the dollar sees hyperinflation, which we likely will, and we see this kind of collapse of the value of our dollar and that monetary collapse that is coming, it's not going to be pretty.
No. One thing, this is a complicated issue, somewhat difficult for some of us to understand, but one thing is for sure, we got to have a backup plan as far as the dollar is concerned, right? Mm-hmm. We can't put all our eggs in that basket. That's why we talk so much about Bitcoin and alternative kind of options.
That's right. And getting into gold and silver, if you're not into gold, you have to remember that the Chinese are allowing their own, this is a communist country, right? And I use communist in air quotes because I think they've moved so far away from communism. They're still very dictatorial, but they've moved very far from communism, including telling their people, go out and buy gold and silver, right? As individuals, you're allowed to buy it and collect it. India is doing the same thing. Why are they doing it? They want to buy precious metals. They want to store them up because they see the value of those. And ultimately, returning to, and we talked with Chris Casey a couple weeks ago, you might remember, and he was talking about the fact that really around the world, these major nations are backing up their currency with precious metals and with gold and silver. So, again, you go back to, if you go back to what specifically was taking place in Libya with the overthrow of Gaddafi. Gaddafi had given up his weapons of mass destruction. He had been trying to be a good player for a lot of years. And so the specific timing of that doesn't make any sense at all, unless you look at something other than, Gaddafi being a, guys like Bill O'Reilly will go, remember that he's a terrorist, and remember this the flight that he was involved in people being killed on that flight, and they'll bring up like all these things from the past. Well, but we don't do that with dictators around the world. We don't sit quietly by and wait for 30 years to go by and then say, now we need to go get them out of power. That's just not, that's not how it works, unless there's a specific reason. And with Gaddafi, our government never gave a specific reason for why we were there doing what we were doing. Other than to protect kids in one particular city where Gaddafi was going to supposedly go in there and kill a bunch of innocent people, right? And then we stayed for 2 months after that conducting airstrikes. So, and now we see again, we see this same situation again where we've got another coup taking place and another U.S.-backed kind of goon who's in there to run the show. And what people have to remember, I got to hear this this woman when I was at United We Stand Fest in L.A., and she's a writer and a journalist, May Al-Hassin, I believe is her name, and she made a statement from the stage. She said, media gets it wrong when they talk about all these Middle Eastern countries and all these Arab countries and what's happening over there. And she says, Arab Spring and the fight for revolution that's going on in all these different countries. She said, it's not about democracy. Now, the U.S. media and U.S. politicians keep talking about democracy and how the people there want democracy. And she says that they're not fighting for democracy. They're fighting for dignity. And that's the difference. And if you think about that, that makes a whole lot of sense. Because what we assume people are looking for is a Jeffersonian-type democracy in their nation, and they have no clue what that looks like. But they do have an inkling as to what dignity looks like. And the U.S. does not have a policy of supporting dignity around the world. We do have a policy of supporting governments that we think fit our interests, and overthrowing governments if they don't fit our interests. But actually fighting for dignity for the people is a whole other issue.
Is there another system, though, that provides as much dignity as a Jeffersonian democracy, or a constitutional republic, I guess is what we technically are, but we've ceased to be, but is there another system? What kind of system would they want that would provide as much dignity as they're looking for?
So I think I would agree with you, but I would say it this way. I would say that dignity comes first, and a constitutional republic follows that.
Gotcha.
You cannot never insert dignity into a nation by giving it a constitutional republic. But you can bring people dignity, and out of that dignity construct a republic that defends their dignity. And I think we've done a very poor job of doing that.
Because dignity doesn't come from any sort of a construct or
it doesn't.
Governmental system. Even the constitutional republic, dignity is already inherent within the individual.
It's a natural right.
Nature, yeah.
That's right. And because we don't believe in that, as certainly not in our foreign policy, we don't believe that these people have natural rights. It allows us to continue to conduct the kind of overseas actions that we've been involved in for so long. It's terrible. By the way, we mentioned at the beginning of the segment a little bit about Anthem Gold. I want to invite you to go to anthemvault.com. Anthemvault.com. If you go there, we're talking about gold and silver. You can get into gold and silver. Easy to do. Use the promo code BIN at anthemvault.com. Those guys will get you set up. It's a terrific system. Easy to buy, easy to sell. Anthemvault.com. We're back with our guest, Mark Walters, after this break.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
And welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very excited about our next guest here today, Mark Walters. He is with USCCA. And Mark, thanks for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this. I want to start out with you. We were teasing this earlier today. We've got a story up today at BenSwan.com about Chipotle.
Yes.
Say it ain't so. Banning guns, caving to pressure from Bloomberg-backed group. I love Chipotle on every level. In every way there is to love Chipotle, I love them. But come on, guys. I mean, what are they doing here? So this all comes out of Texas, correct?
Yeah, this comes out of Texas. You know, I have some issues with this. I'm going to be talking about this on my national radio show on Armed American Radio on Sunday, which is a part of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And I have some real issues with the way this went down. And what this stems from is an Open Carry Texas group down in Dallas who has now shown themselves on two issues to get out there and make a point. You know, they're carrying firearms to make political statements with rifles slung over their shoulders, walking into Chipotle restaurants. I want to make this very clear. That's legal to do in Texas. However, just because it's legal to do doesn't mean it's the smart thing to do in today's political environment. This is not the way to get their ultimate goal across, which is to legalize open carry in Texas. And I have some real issues with that in today's environment. The Moms Demand Action nutcases went ballistic, fired off a couple petitions forcing Chipotle to cave to political pressure. That's not the way to advance the open carry cause. This is now the second time that this group has done this, and it's just not the way to make a statement. So I'm open for that discussion any day of the week.
So a couple things on that. So the group that went in there, the Open Carry Texas group that went in there, and according to the story that we have at BenSwan.com, apparently they were saying that this is something they've done before. Typically they actually go send someone who's unarmed inside first, and they advise the restaurant as well as talk to patrons in the restaurant to let them know. Again, you don't think that's a good strategy?
No, it absolutely is not a good strategy. This is the second time it's blown up in our faces, and those of us who fight the fight every day would recommend using a different tactic. Let's go through the legislative process. Let's work with Texas legislators. Our ultimate goal is to get open carry passed in Texas, but this is not the way to do it in today's political climate when you have a mainstream media who is more than willing to give Moms Demand Action every bit of press they don't deserve in a situation like this, and it resonates and makes every gun owner look bad. This is not the way to do it. I disagree with their tactics entirely.
So would you say that they should simply not carry them into restaurants, period?
It's not working. Let me put it that way. It isn't working. It's backfiring every time it's being tried. So a new tactic, a new strategy has to be employed here.
Okay, and what new strategy would you recommend?
I would recommend working through the legislative process in this case. I'm a big advocate of open carry. I open carry my firearms every opportunity I get. I live in Georgia in an open carry state. It's not a gold open carry state. We have to have a permit in order to openly carry our firearms, of which I do have. But I'm not, you know, open carry, you shouldn't be openly carrying a firearm simply to make a political statement. There's a time and a place for it. And walking into a Chipotle restaurant with an SKS or an AR-15 draped over your shoulder so you can stand there and take a photograph isn't the way to do it to get our point across, unfortunately, in this political climate. We've got to make a change. It isn't working, guys.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't work in Chipotle because the restaurant has now gone forward and banned guns from being carried into their restaurants, which I think, you know, the point also has to be made that it is a private company and it's a private property because it is their restaurant. They have the right, certainly, to do that. I don't think anyone would argue that they don't have the right to do so. But I want to talk to you about this idea of what you mentioned a minute ago about the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. This Moms Demand Action Group, this is the game progressives play, right, where it's always about coming up with some very soft and cuddly name to make you sound innocent. Yeah. This is a Michael Bloomberg-backed group, is it not?
This is a Michael Bloomberg front group. We're looking into doing some research. I can't talk about everything yet because we don't have all of it in front of us. But there are some fascinating, interesting points about this group. This woman comes out of nowhere, supposedly sitting at her kitchen table, and in less than 48 hours has lots of money and lots of media coverage. This is Michael Bloomberg money. It stinks of Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg has made it a point to spend upwards over $50 million this election season alone to take away your firearm rights. That's his goal. That's what he wants to do. Michael Bloomberg is one of the biggest enemies the Second Amendment of this country has ever had, and we will fight back. It will defeat him because we have the facts and we have freedom on our side.
So when you say that he is devoting this money, he is specifically, he has a litmus test for candidates that he's backing, and it is the Second Amendment issue, right?
It absolutely does. We just passed, you've probably heard, I'm talking to you from about 40 miles north of downtown Atlanta, and you've probably heard the guns everywhere bill, right? Georgia's guns everywhere bill. The anti-gun groups are freaking out. Bloomberg spent a ton of money down in this state to try to derail the Safe Carry Protection Act, not the guns everywhere bill. And normally, I would try to take the language back from the freedom haters, the gun haters, the media, and the liars and the Michael Bloombergs. Common sense gun control legislation, for example. There's no such thing common sense about a sign that says no guns allowed that a criminal will ignore. My idea of common sense is warning, heavily armed. Any attempt to harm our children will be met with deadly force. That's common sense. So they hijack the language. We need to take it back. In this case, they use the term guns everywhere as if it was a bad thing. I've adopted it on my radio show and at the USCCA. I like the term guns everywhere because guns do belong everywhere in the hands of law-abiding citizens where they have a law-abiding right to be. So, again, we need to take the language back from these people. We need to be the ones that are in control because, again, we have the facts and we have freedom on our side. I believe freedom will always prevail. But Bloomberg was here spending his money trying to derail this legislation, and he failed, just like he failed in Colorado. Now, he won in Connecticut, he won in New York. Those are Democrat-controlled states. However, we now have 50 states in the country with some form of concealed carry legislation on the books, including the newest, Illinois. Hats off to Illinois. I never thought I'd be saying that.
Yeah, certainly so. Yeah, I want to talk to you on the other side of this next break more about concealed carry specifically, but let's stay on the Bloomberg thing for a minute, just because here's a guy who really has he has devoted himself to this cause, and I feel like there's multiple fronts, and I'm sure you would agree, multiple fronts where this is happening. You have the political front, you have the candidates that he's going for, you have the specific amendments and referendums that he's battling against. What about in terms of what we're seeing specifically out of the media, where there is such a culture right now that is anti-gun, and it's demonizing guns, it's demonizing gun ownership, it's demonizing anyone who would possess a firearm, to the point where, you know, you've got just crazy stuff going on out there. A kid chews a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and gets suspended from school because, you know, it's almost like this idea that if you regard or, you know, point your finger like a gun, that is considered obscene. It's all becoming like this obscenity surrounding guns. How do you overcome that battle? Because the political thing is one thing, but fighting that cultural battle.
That the cultural battle is being driven by the media. And Ben, that's an incredible question. It's a great question, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's a difficult one to answer. The reason being is this is the power of the mainstream media. When I say mainstream media, I'm talking about network media, 24-hour news coverage, and it's also the danger that we face in this country from 24-hour news coverage. I believe, and I have stated publicly on my national radio show many times, that I believe the mainstream media to be the single most dangerous entity we face in this country today. The mainstream media will outlive this gun-hating, freedom-hating socialist president that we currently have. The mainstream media isn't going anywhere. It's taking different forms and it's taking different shapes in the form of the internet and so forth. However, this is what permeates the elite culture at the top of the media. And it isn't reflective of what Americans are, the boots on the ground on the streets. My kids still play with guns outside, you know, little toy guns. My kids still chase each other around and say, bang, bang, as do the neighborhood kids. Okay? It's not bad. It's fun. It's healthy. It's normal behavior. But what the mainstream media does is take this political cause, they grab on this, they latch onto this, and they make 1 or 2% of the population, because of the power of their medium, appear to be the vast majority in this country. And it's that old propaganda. Lie, lie, lie. Control the media, control the message. Control the message, control the people. And that's exactly what's happening. The mainstream media is no longer objective in this country, but they are 100% pushing a political agenda. In this case, it happens to be a leftist political agenda. And it's all filtering down from the White House. They are literally propaganda machines at this point. There is no such thing as objectivity, and anybody with a clear mind can see that when they watch the news. Very, very dangerous and very difficult to overcome. That's why discussions like this on your show are so important. It's why the United States Concealed Carry and Concealed Carry Magazine is so vital. It's why Armed American Radio is vital and so forth, to counter these lies coming from a very small few who control so much.
And it is interesting to watch kind of, it's almost schizophrenic in terms of how media covers all this. I want to talk to you more about that. Again, this is Mark Walters from USCCA on with us today. Mark, stick around. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more from you.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Boys become kings, girls will be queens, wrapped in your majesty. When we love, when we love the least of these.
And welcome back to the Ben Swan Radio Show here on RBN. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our friends at SnoopWall.com. If you have a smartphone, specifically an Android, encourage you to check out SnoopWall. Go to benswan.snoopwall.com, and there you can get 20 to 50% off. Essentially, it prevents your apps on your smartphone from being accessed by hackers and by government agencies who are using those apps by hacking them to essentially slave or monitor your microphone or camera on your smartphone. We talked about this before. Cassidy Wolf, who's Miss Teen USA, had some 17-year-old guy recording her through her smartphone because he was able to hack one of her apps and accessed her microphone as well as her camera, and she didn't even know her phone was being used that way. So check them out. It's your port authority, snoopwall.com. Go benswan.snoopwall.com. On the phone with us this segment is Mark Walters. He's with USCCA. And Mark, thanks, first of all, for staying through the break.
Sure, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's a fun conversation and one that needs to be had.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. You know, we were talking about media beforehand, but right. I really think media, they're so schizophrenic on this issue because here's the thing. All this messaging that's coming through media is guns are bad, guns are bad, guns are bad, right? Anyone who has one only wants it for one purpose, to kill.
Right.
The only reason that you would have a gun is because you have a plan to harm someone, right? And so there's this whole conversation happening here. But then you've got cinema and movies where every movie that's out there that's going to make any kind of money is full of guns. And they're not guns being used by the bad guys solely.
This is hypocrisy, hypocrisy in its purest form when Michael Bloomberg stands in front of a microphone and talks about guns being bad, surrounded by his personal security, armed security detail. It's hypocrisy in its purest form. When Michael Bloomberg talks about banning sodas and salt because it's bad for you, while standing on the platform at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, welcoming everybody to New York's Coney Island so they can shove 67 hot dogs down their throat in less than 9 minutes. This is hypocrisy. I almost hate to say this to my fellow Americans, but I'm past it, and the truth needs to be told. We hear the politically correct term, low-information voter. It's not low-information voter. It's stupidity. Look up the definition in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Don't blame me. But this administration and the mainstream media depend, because they are working together. They're working in conjunction. I've never seen a president so protected by a slobbering love affair media as I have with this guy. It's unbelievable. And the dumbing down of America we're witnessing every single day on television, in the movies, in the news. And the thing is about this that fascinates me is that this president, this administration, and this mainstream media require a certain level of stupidity in order to further their agenda. There is no doubt in my mind that they are doing everything possible to keep from educating people of the truth. The fact of the matter is these people are afraid of guns. They don't understand guns. They don't give a darn about understanding guns. Every time there's a shooting, it's an AR-15, even when it's not. And when the news comes out that it's not an AR-15, they continue to demonize the AR-15 as CNN did at the Navy Yard shooting.
That's
unbelievable.
Right.
We see
that's
it everywhere.
Right. Well, and the statistics, listen, as you said, the facts and the statistics are so incredibly warped and twisted. Because again, you go back to the issue of just the rifles, the AR-15, the assault rifle, as it's called, which of course we all know is a ridiculous use of terminology. But the so-called assault rifle that is used in these mass shootings, rifles are responsible for so few deaths in this country. More people, as you know, Mark, are killed with hands and feet each year than are killed with rifles
and hammers.
Five times as many people stabbed to death than die with the rifles.
I appreciate you saying that, too, about assault rifles and forgetting these statistics out, because they're very, very true. The other side has to lie. They don't have the facts on their side, and we do have the facts on our side, and those statistics are just just evidence of that. But I say we take the terminology back, and this is something we need to talk about. An assault rifle. My AR-15, I have six of them in my safe. None of them are assault rifles. Assault is an action. So if I beat you over the head with a stick, did I assault you with a stick, or did I use an assault stick?
That's right.
Let's get the terminology correct. I didn't use an assault stick. I assaulted you with a stick. So, but this is the scary demonization. And you know, I'll tell you how effective it's been. I had a gun shop owner on my radio show Sunday night as I was broadcasting live from Tampa who used the term. He says, well, we're seeing assault rifles move off the shelves. And I had to correct him. Because it permeates. We begin, and this is what the mainstream media is counting on. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses, and they've been very effective with that.
Well, and you certainly weaken the terminology to the point where it becomes a lazy person's terminology, right? So it's just easier to say assault rifle than to have to define which particular rifle you're talking about. Just call it assault because that's easier. And so for the general public, it becomes, as you said, it just becomes part of the terminology. Assault rifle, assault rifle, assault rifle. Which obviously carries a connotation of being, again, a dangerous, diabolical weapon that can only be used for nefarious or evil purposes.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. There are let's go to the gun safety groups that are trying to build themselves as gun safety. Will someone show me a Brady campaign-sponsored firearm safety course?
Right.
The crickets. There's crickets. You hear them?
Yep.
There are none. The National Rifle Association, who they demonize from a political standpoint with the help of the mainstream media in this administration, teaches millions of Americans and school children across this country, millions every year of the Eddie Eagle program, gun safety. teaches and trains more NRA-certified instructors and training counselors across this country than any other organization, teaching gun safety at gun ranges to millions and millions of adults and children alike in this country every single day. And you never hear a word of it from the mainstream media.
Well, because in their mind, you know, it's not about guns. As you said, it's all lies, right? So it's all propaganda and lies. It's not about actually teaching people how to be safe or how to properly use a firearm. It's about controlling the way they view them, to say, it's like the abstinence campaign, right? The only safe sex is no sex. Well, they're doing that concept with guns, which is the only safe gun is no gun. There is no gun safety. The only gun safety is to take them away.
There's a couple things that I want people to walk away from the conversation with feeling good. Okay, we can beat up on the anti-gunners all day long. It's easy to do and it's fun to do because, again, we have the facts and truth on our side. But I want people to walk away and remember this, that freedom, sometimes it comes at great cost and sometimes it takes a while, but freedom will always prevail. The Constitution will be here after Barack Obama and his gun-hating administration and this hypocrite, this liar, Eric Withholder. They'll all be gone. The U.S. Constitution will continue to remain intact. America will survive. And while the mainstream media is doing everything they can to demonize you as a law-abiding gun owner, over 120 million of you, you are mainstream America. Remember this. You are mainstream America, not them. They are the elitist slobs. They're the ones that don't have the truth and facts on their side. And while they continue to try to demonize you every single day relentlessly, state after state, local municipality after local municipality continues to win on the gun front, with very few exceptions in Democrat-controlled states. We'll go there in a second. Illinois now has concealed carry. Milwaukee or Wisconsin behind that. Colorado, gun-hating legislators were ousted. We're working on fighting through the courts these unconstitutional Democrat gun control laws. And keep this in mind. It is the Democrat Party as an institution that is coming after your firearms freedoms, period.
Well, and I think we also have to watch out for, and I want you to stay through. Can you stay through the next break also?
Sure can.
Okay, good. I want to talk to you more about that, too. But there are a lot of Republican legislatures and legislators on state levels who are running away from some of these right-to-carry bills as well. And we have to confront that as well, because the assumption that someone's going to stand up for your right, and it is your right, it is not a granted right by the Constitution, it is a right recognized by the Constitution for self-protection and to carry those firearms, just because someone is in the Republican Party doesn't mean they're defending that right. So we have to keep an eye on that as well. Mark, stick around. We're going to talk with you more about this, plus about the future and how do we affect the young people to help them recognize this right truly belongs to them. We'll talk more with Mark Walters of USCCA when we come back.